How great thou art. A wonderful hymn, a hymn which I love very much. Authors of many great hymns and gospel songs were often inspired by a very significant incident at some point in their life, which strengthened their faith in God and gave them a greater understanding of Him. And one such person was Mr. Carl Gustav Boberg, 1859 to 1940. He was a Swedish pastor, editor, and member of the Swedish Parliament. One day, Mr. Boberg was enjoying a quiet walk when suddenly a thunderstorm swept in out of nowhere. Severe winds began to blow, and it was an awesome display of the power of God. After the storm passed, Mr. Boberg looked out over the calm, clear bay, and as he contemplated the contrast of the stillness of the moment as against the fury of the storm, he heard a church bell ring in the distance. His heart welled up within him, and the words, "How great thou art," began to ring in his mind. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. Mr. Boberg published the three verses of this poem in 1891 in Swedish under the title O Stor Gud, which means O Great God. And later in 1927, it was translated and published in Russian. How Great Thou Art As We Sing It Today was translated from German into English by Stuart Hine, who was an English missionary to Ukraine. He and his wife sang this song for the first time at a gospel meeting in England during World War I. He published the first three verses in both English and German in 1949. Later, Stuart Hine wrote the fourth verse as a triumphant message of hope of the life to come. And the words go a bit like this: When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation to take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. This song has been translated into many languages like Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Indonesian, Polish, Romanian, Spanish, and Vietnamese. A Maori version was originally sung at the Royal Command performance in 1981 on the occasion of the visit of Queen Elizabeth II to New Zealand. Many notable performers have sung this beautiful song, and among them are Elvis Presley, Burl Ives, Tennessee Ernie Ford, and George Beverly Shea, who was the singer with the Billy Graham Crusades, and many, many others. There has been over 1,700 documented recordings of this song. Today, millions continue to sing this lovely song of praise and hope, giving God praise, glory, and honor for who He is, the Creator of the universe. Of the importance of this hymn, Stuart Hine said, and I quote, "When we reach that heavenly home, we will fully understand the greatness of God and will bow in humble adoration and say to Him, O Lord my God, how great Thou art." May we all live in such a way that we will be ready when Jesus Christ appears to receive the saints. Our heavenly home awaits us, and that is for all those who have received Christ in obedience. End of the quote. And may I say, God bless you on this Lord's Day.